So some of you know this, and it's why you're here. Some of you just need reminded, and some of you are on the journey to finding out that you're here only because God is good, and that all the time God is good. Thank you. Today is graduation Sunday. We're honoring our seniors today and proud of them, grateful for them. On these Sundays, don't you wish you could do it over again some Sundays? Like, I'm not a golfer at all, but the one part of golf I like is a mulligan, where you can just throw another ball down and just say, let's pretend that last one didn't happen. Let's just start over again. And this is the good news of Christians, no matter whether you're 90 or whether you're 18 today, is that the slate can be cleaned, wiped clean. We can start over again and get a brand new beginning, knowing that God is crazy about us, crazy enough to come from heaven to earth to offer himself to us. So welcome to a place of new beginnings and fresh slates and new hope, whether you're 18 or beyond.
So we like to do this every year, just to show you individually who our graduating students are, and we're very proud. And there's a number of them. Believe it or not, I have not memorized their plans, their post-high school plans after high school this year, so they're going to tell you with this microphone, surprise. So Miss Liz Kinnon is up first. She's been very involved here with Logos and with the youth ministry and on mission trips in a number of ways. And Liz, where did you graduate from and what are your post-high school plans?
Graduated from Holy Name High School, and I plan to attend Ohio State University.
Well, very good. If you go meet Miss Felicia down there, she's got a gift for you on our behalf. Thanks. So, really quick, the reason we want to inform you of their high school plans is because I think it helps for us as a worshiping body to know where the seniors are going, so we could pray for them in that way. And then maybe if you've picked the same career path or the same higher education, that you have a connection point. And we'll talk more about those connection points during the message, but take note of that and make sure you say hi to them and mention that later. All right, Miss Sarah Puntel, she is a soccer star, are you not?
Not a star.
She said not a star, but she is. So Sarah, where are you graduating from, and where will you be attending afterward?
I graduated from Strongsville High School, and I will be attending Ohio Northern University.
Very good. We wish you all the best. Go ahead and meet Miss Felicia. Clem Smith. Clem bragged that he could beat me at a Dave and Buster skee ball game. He didn't because we didn't play. But I'll tell you why. It's because I beat him so bad in the shootout. So, I mean, I know this is all about you, but, you know, got to get my moment. Oh, great, Clem. Where are you graduating from, and what are your post-high school plans?
I graduated from Strongsville High School. And next year, I'll be going to the University of Cincinnati.
Very good. We're very proud of you. Hi, Renee.
Hi.
Renee Gear, she worked a lot down here in the nursery within the church, so she probably knows a number of your children. And she's been very involved throughout the time. She's got a great family. And Renee, where are you graduating from, and what are your plans?
Graduated from North Royalton High School, and I'm going to Tri-C.
Very good. We're very proud of you. Thank you very much. Nicole Eicher, you may have seen her up here a number of times singing with the choir, and she's very involved and does much with her school and her class. So I'm going to ask you, Nicole, where are you graduating from and what are your plans?
I'm graduating from Strongsville High School, and I'll be attending Tri-C for 2 years and then transferring to Kent.
Very good. We're very proud. So thank you very much. Hi, Zach.
Hello.
This is Zach Johnson. He used to be shorter than me. Zach's very involved here, very involved with Logos and our mission trips and a number of other activities. And Zach, it's been great getting to know you over the past year especially. And we've had a few great moments. And why don't you tell everybody where you're graduating from and what your plans are?
All right. It will be graduating from Strongsville High School. Our graduation is today, and I will be attending Grove City College in the fall.
Very good. We're very proud. Congratulations, young man.
Thank you.
There you go. Mary Conway. I received an email from Mary's mom a few weeks ago when I was asking what their post-high school plans were. I couldn't pronounce most of the words. I didn't know what they meant either, and I had to look up one of the countries on Google Maps. So I'm going to turn to Mary Conway right now and let her explain where she's graduating from and what her post-high school plans are.
Okay, well, I'm graduating from, well, I graduated from Columbia High School, and next year I'm going to spend 10 months in Moldova, a country in Eastern Europe, with the U.S. State Department studying Russian language, and it's between the Ukraine and Romania. And when I get back, I'll be going to OSU to participate in their Eminence Fellows program.
Eminence Fellows. Very good. We're very proud. Congratulations. Moldova. Beth Thompson, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
Beth Thompson's been here for almost a couple years. She's been very consistent in Logos on Thursday nights, and I always get to sit next to her from time to time and on the Thursday nights at the, around the dinner tables, and she's a great conversationalist. She's always got a funny story and pictures of her pets. So, Beth, why don't you tell us where you graduated from and what your post-high school plans are?
Well, I graduated from Northwood, and I'm going to work at Tri-C full-time.
Very good. We're very proud of you. Congratulations. Abby Robertson. Abby is, she's very vocally gifted. She sings both here at the church and with the high school and a number of choirs. And I don't know, I don't remember the song name, but I saw you guys do an a cappella cover of one of the Imagine Dragons.
Radioactive.
Last year. That was the one. I was like, that needs to be on Spotify soon or something. So she's very gifted vocally, and she's very involved here, mission trips and so on. So Abby, where'd you graduate from, and what are your plans?
I'll be graduating from Strongsville High School and attending the University of Mount Union.
Very good. Congratulations. We're proud. Miss Jordan Karpinski, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Jordan is one of three Karpinski girls. Three. And she's the oldest of all of her sisters, so good luck, John. I've gotten to know Jordan really well over the past 3 years or so. We got to work together at her school, and got to see her off campus a lot, too. And she's obviously very involved here as well. So, Jordan, where are you graduating from, and what are your plans?
I'm going to be graduating from Strongsville High School today, and I'm going to attend the University of Akron.
Very good. We're very proud of you. Thank you very much. This is Ms. Emily Sheets. Emily, you've probably seen Emily around a time or 10. And she's very active here, not only in this congregation, but she's also active on the conference and district events as well with the greater and larger youth ministry body there. She's on the leadership team. I don't know, what is the abbreviation?
CCYM.
And so she helps do the events and our lakeside trip for the summer. She does that. So she's very involved here. And why don't you tell everybody, Emily, where you're graduating from and what your plans are after?
Okay. I'm graduated from Olmsted Falls High School, and I am planning on attending Indiana Wesleyan University.
Very good. Congratulations. We are proud.
Thank you.
This is Caleb Thomas. He's a baseball player, and we really never got to play catch throughout all these years, mostly because he's really good and I'm really not. And but Caleb is obviously he's very involved. You may have seen him a number of times, everything from Angel Tree to mission trips to retreats to you name it. And again, Caleb was involved with baseball and a few other sports at his high school. So Caleb, why don't you tell us where you're graduating from and what your plans are?
I'm graduating from Strongsville High School, and I will be attending Ohio Northern University.
Very good. Very good. We're proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Alden Smith, looking sharp today. Alden is very musically gifted. He, plays things on the piano. I don't understand how he can hear it, and he can reproduce it. And it's a foreign language to me, but to him, it's like his native tongue. And I mean it. He is very, very gifted instrumentally, and not just one, but a few. One is the piano, the other ones have other names, and he'll tell you all about it. But Alden, thank you for all the help you've given the church musically and with youth worship and a number of other things. So where are you graduating from and what are your plans?
I am graduating from Strongsville High School, and I will be attending the University of Akron.
University of Akron. Go Zips. Alden. Thank you, Alden, very much. Adam Fader. Adam. Adam is a great person to have as a part of the youth ministry. Adam, he was a year after confirmation when I got here, and he's grown both physically and in qualities of leadership and things of that nature throughout the years here. Very proud of him. And again, he's involved with a lot of retreats and mission trips, and he's very consistent on Sunday mornings screwing around in Sunday school, so I appreciate that. Adam, why don't you tell everybody where you're graduating from and what your plans are?
I'm going to be graduating from Strongsville High School, and I'll be attending Bowling Green State University in the fall.
Very good, Adam. Best of luck to you and your professors. This is Greg Heiser. He's a sharp-dressed young man, and Greg and I have gotten to know each other very well, just eating subs over the past couple years and having good talks. And Greg has been a participant on our mission trips in the past, and he's a hard worker, and he likes to work in cut-off t-shirts. Greg, why don't you tell everybody where you're graduating from and what your post-high school plans are?
I'm graduating from Strongsville High School, and I'm going to the Army when I leave.
Very good, Greg. We're very proud. Thank you. Get that later. You can get a Bible if you want. Thank you. Last but not least, right, this is David Erdlach. I remember David from a long time ago, because one of the first times I was ever able to do a sermon, I had David up on stage, and we were doing an interview about wrestling. And David knows a lot about wrestling. He also wrestles very well. And he's a strong young man. He's got a lot of great leadership qualities. And tell us, David, where are you graduating from? And what are you going to be doing with those leadership qualities after high school?
I'm graduating from Strongsville High School, and I will be attending Edinburgh University in fall.
Very good. We're very proud. If you can give all of our graduates a round of applause. Yeah, they're a good class. They're a real good class. And it's been a privilege for me to be able to work alongside of them and with them over the past few years. And this planning for this morning actually started a couple months ago on April 5th, which was Easter Sunday. And at Easter Sunday, it's the youth ministry's responsibility to host and put together the sunrise service. And so what I'll do is I'll ask the seniors first if there's any way they would like to participate or be involved with the sunrise service. And they take on different roles, and one of the roles that the seniors can take is a role of sharing a testimony for the message portion. And the testimony is just a personal story about your faith development. So a number of them shared this past year, and funny thing, all of them mentioned a person or persons within this church who made a very large impact in some way on their spiritual development. People, right? So they mentioned times when they were on an outing. They mentioned times when they were here week to week. They mentioned how important Sunday school was to them, which is a surprise to me, because in Sunday school, they always hijack the AirPlay for the TV and throw the music videos from their phones onto the TV in front of the class. Always taking, yes, you owe me. They always take time to sidetrack our conversations and send Snapchats and stuff during class. It's how we get anything done on a typical Sunday there surprises me. As a side note, I will say this. VBS is coming up in a few weeks, and secretly my favorite part of VBS is when our teens, all of our teenagers, lead the small groups of children throughout the whole couple hours, and every evening, every night after the VBS is over, it's inevitable. We'll have a teen come up and say, "Oh, my group is so rowdy, I can't get them under control. They won't listen to me, and they won't sit down when I tell them to." And I go, "Really? Tell me more. That must be so devastating." So, like, you get no sympathy from me. Keep telling me about it. So that's how our Sunday started. It started when seniors shared the important people in their lives, the times where they spent their own week in VBS, the times where they served on a mission trip, times in different classes and on retreats, times when they were in this church context and were led to step out of their comfort zone and try something new, and brushing shoulders with people like you, their church family, every Sunday, week in and week out. It was those times that led to impacts on their spiritual development. So we're going to really quickly look at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, in short, is a series of three sermons by Moses given to the Hebrews before they crossed over the river into the Promised Land. So in a way, it's like Moses' final words to his people. And he's trying to cram in everything. Don't forget this, don't forget that, remember to do this. And in these three sermons that he gives, they center around three bigger topics. More than anything, you'll see that Moses talks about the history of his people. He talks about like the nature of God, like who God is and the laws of God. And then he tells and reminds the people how to worship God properly. It centers on those three things, those three. And I'm going to read it to you now so you can pick up on that. This is Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 through 9. These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all the decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them to your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. And if you couldn't pick it up, you may be able to sense where we're going with this. We're focusing in right now on the phrase by Moses, impress them on your children. Moses is talking about the laws and decrees and all of that about God, and he says, impress them on your children. He's so adamant about this throughout Deuteronomy and his three sermons that he actually says, impress them on your children, or some variant of telling your children about this. He says it six different times throughout these three sermons, and then he talks about the benefits of passing this along to your children 13 times. So this is a big deal. Moses, for some reason, has some obsession with caring adults, parents, and mentors telling children about who God is and their history and the nature of God. Which leads me to ask, why does Moses care so much about who is telling all this to the kids? Why wouldn't Moses put all of this into a book and then have everybody read it at like age 13 or something? Or why doesn't Moses commission like 100 teachers to go teach the children? Why is it the responsibility of adults and parents and mentors and caring people? Why is it everyone's job to impress this on the children? That's a good question. And I think we have an answer. I'm not sure. But I think it's because Moses knows a few things, and I think he knows that children are most receptive to the adults and parents who they care for and trust the most, those people that they have a connection and a relationship with. So when they need to learn about who they are and develop a sense of self, it's our job to teach them where they've would come from, the past that has influenced where they are now. And where they need to find an understanding of who God is, and they want to learn about the real nature of God, it's important for us to communicate why God is the way, who God is the way he is, and the laws and the commandments of God that form and show the nature of God. It's our job to tell them that. And then when they want to find a personal faith with this living God, it's our job to model that personal faith so that they can see it in our example. And when we talk about a personal faith, we're talking about something very special. We're talking about the discipleship process we're on. And that's just a fancy church way of saying how we met God, how we're continuing to see him, the lows we've hit and the questions we had, and how we've gotten over those obstacles and barriers, discipleship process. When our children see that process lived out in our own lives, they begin their own discipleship process. And we find that it is very important for these guys to be on that own trail, that own journey, that own process as graduating here, because, you know, now they're going to do it. They're going to do it themselves. So not only is it important for us to teach them these things, and not only is it important for the children to learn these things from trusted adults and parents, but the way we do it is kind of interesting too. Moses says, do this while you're walking along the road or while you're lying down in bed. I added, while you're hiking through the metro parks or while you're dropping them off at school or while you're sitting in the movie theater waiting for the movie to start or while you're watching the Tribe game and the pitcher's warming up between innings. Opportunities are everywhere for us as caring adults to be teaching these things to our children. And it's one of those things where we really can learn the best things about life in the context of life. And not so much in a class and not so much in a structured time, but as you're living, we learn about living, right? So we go on mission trips frequently, once a year, and then we do service opportunities on Saturdays throughout the fall and in spring. And we'll go up to a place and we'll have adults that are eager to help. And I always, they ask, you know, what should I bring? Do I need a tape measure, hammer, rollers, whatever? We say, bring that. We also try to make sure that the adults know that the mission isn't just the wheelchair ramp or the drywall. The mission are the students you're working next to. I mean, man, those are fertile minds. And you've got an opportunity unlike any other in the context of life to make a difference. Because sometimes teens' lives can get crazy, and we know this because we've all been there. And in our youth worship, we have them write down anonymous notes on cards, and we say, you know, just write an anonymous note. How you feeling? What questions do you have? What are you going through? And the honesty that they write on these notes is, I want to say it's surprising, but it's not surprising. There's a lot of insecurity, and there's a lot of question. And there's a lot of stress and wondering about what the future is. I kind of didn't know if we should go around the front and say, what are your plans? Because, man, I bet that's been a really difficult thing for these guys to think about over the past few months. You got to pick a major. You got to know what career you're going into. And that can be difficult because some days I don't even know what I'm doing when I grow up, you know? It's tough. It's tough, and it causes that stress we're talking about. So when we are stressed, do they see the model of prayer in our lives? And when we make mistakes, do they see the model of honesty and vulnerability and asking for forgiveness in our lives? Do they see the moments, the little moments of conversion that it takes to be a disciple? Do they see those moments in our lives? Because if not, you know, they're going to be left wondering, and they need to know, and it's up to us to do that. So here's how I'm closing this out. I spend a lot of time, maybe not even enough time, but like hours with a couple books and my notebook and a cup of coffee. Coffee helps me think better. I just go. I don't know what it is. Okay, it's the caffeine, but it just helps me go, you know? And I'll sit there and I'll think, what are we doing in this youth ministry to get our sixth graders who have very fundamental, simple understanding of who God is to become 12th grade graduates with a strong sense of who they are in Christ and a selfless heart? How do we get them to go from that sixth grade to that graduating 12th grade? And what happens in the middle? So I think about systems we can use, and I do programming in my head, and I think this would be great. And in working this morning in the preparation, and after what they said at the sunrise service, the answer's been here all along, and the answer is you. The answer is you. You are the ones that brush shoulders with them week to week and oftentimes more, and you're the ones making an impact in their lives. You are an integral part of the growth and development of these young men and women in one way or another. You are all helping in the process of taking our sixth graders to become graduating 12th graders with a definite set of new skills, new convictions, a new life, a new understanding of who God is. You guys, you're all in the business of youth ministry. I'm the only one that gets paid for it, though. It's kind of funny, not really. So I just want to say thank you for being a big part of this youth ministry. I want to say thank you for being a big part of helping these teenagers grow up and become who they are right now. A small part, a large part, you played a part. So thank you. If you bow your heads. Father, this is a wonderful church for students like these to grow up in, and we want to continue to have our hearts be molded into yours so that our children and teens can see that process and feel more comfortable and led to believe in it and to be a part of that process. Thank you for the responsibility, and we pray that maybe even today could be a newfound start to our journey of discipleship that they can watch. In your name we pray, amen.